Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
813. This makes me laugh. Jake, we gotta get new bumps, don't you think? Are you tired of our bumps? You're not tired of our bumps? Oh, we need new bumps. More of the music of my people. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is the music of your people. I mean all of my people. We keep the Stevie Wonder. We got to roll in a little George Clinton. Tear the roof off the sucker. You know, the romantic stuff. It's 8:13. Dean continues on his cruise. Where is he, in Greece?
He is in Corfu today, a little western island off of the mainland of Greece. Beautiful island.
So Sonia Soraya is nice enough to join us, TV critic at Variety, and Sonia's in New York. Good morning, Sonia.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for being on. You know, we know you're in New York and not L.A., but everybody in show business is talking about Harvey Weinstein this morning. Is it the general talk of New York at the Variety offices, I would assume?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. It sort of feels like a bomb has gone off.
You know a lot of people. We know lots of people. This rumor's been out there forever, so I'm not quite sure how Bob Weinstein and the Weinstein Company are on the verge of changing their name could say, this is a total shock to us. How's that going to play out?
It's honestly one of the, I feel like right now, the biggest story that I feel like a lot of us are chasing is like, who knew what when? Because obviously, like, the New Yorker story talks a lot about how people at the Weinstein Company, employees at the Weinstein Company, were enabling this man's harassment and assault. At the same time, I think that Harvey Weinstein was very good at managing the information around him, and there's almost something not surprising about the fact that he was able to keep such big secrets too, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that there's like, you know, rumors and gossip are really informal forms of processing information that, that don't get to everyone. And there's a lot of holes in that network. So I don't know. It's obviously a very weird and complicated situation.
There is a lot of anger out there from Rose McGowan. Rose McGowan, who jumped all over Ben Affleck in particular, but also Matt Damon and others. And as the story goes, Damon was part of a group that spiked a story or helped spike a story on Harvey Weinstein many years ago. Harvey Weinstein's his hit list includes Good Will Hunting, the movie that launched Affleck and Matt Damon. And Matt Damon's in the Tom Hanks category of one of the good guys in Hollywood. So this one's a surprise. Ben Affleck certainly had a little bit of a rougher ride. But having said all that, Sonia, what do we know about this story? Because Damon's denying he had anything to do with it.
This is one of those, like so many of the other stories that are coming out, there's so much underneath the surface that can't be really fully discussed by any one individual person. I mean, Harvey Weinstein was a hit maker, and these were people who were beholden to him in one way or another. It's frustrating, obviously, to hear from an actor who I have respect for, like Matt Damon,
right?
To hear that this might have happened. And then on the other hand, we also have to recognize that, like, the power that Harvey Weinstein had in the industry was really kind of unparalleled. And in the same way that he victimized women, I think that he intimidated people around him who were not necessarily his victims.
Yeah, and I think you make a great point. Yeah. And I think that's why people really have to be careful. People get really judgmental. You know, why is Ashley Judd coming out now? Why is all this coming out now? Why didn't these women come forward? Until you have been victimized in this way, until you've walked a mile in their shoes, I don't think you can make that kind of judgment.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I think that it's also just so hard to, I think, to understand how scared and how vulnerable these people must have felt. You know, Hollywood is a very volatile industry. Fortunes change really quickly, and you know, for a lot of these people that we're talking about are like new and upcoming performers or wannabe actresses, and like their careers like could live or die on like one person saying one thing.
Well, you look at Mira Sorvino and Rosanna Arquette. Right. You could make the argument that when they confronted Harvey Weinstein and turned him down, that their careers went in the opposite direction. You know, everybody could go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What happened to Mira Sorvino? What happened to Rosanna Arquette? Because they were up and coming stars or established stars. So, you know, there's a lot more to be answered to this. Anyway, right. This is all general stuff, but you wanted to add one thing?
Meryl Streep and Judi Dench, too, came out early on saying, you know, they were against this, obviously, too. And people saying the same thing, Steve and Sonia, that they didn't come out soon enough. But you know what? They said, we didn't have this kind of experience. But for everybody who did, you're heroes for coming forward now. So, again, I wouldn't question the victims in this
incident. This isn't about the victims. This is about Harvey Weinstein being one of the great creeps in Hollywood history. All right, let me talk about your home game here, your TV critic job at Variety. What's the feeling on This Is Us so far? Are people excited about it? Do they like the storyline? Because I'm getting a little tired of what happened to Dad.
You know, it's funny because I never fully was under the spell of This Is Us. So I've always been a little bit amazed at the enthusiasm.
Uh-huh.
Like the intense investment that people have for it. But, you know, at the same time, I know quite a few viewers who are really invested right now in the TV critic community. I think that there was some skepticism about season two because this is obviously such a big secret and, like, so much of the story is built on revealing things about this family's history. And it's like, how long can it keep going? And then on the other hand, you know, I think that the performances, especially, you know, from the Emmy nominees and Sterling K. Brown, who won the Emmy, really, like, captivate people and really are pulling people in, even when the plot can sometimes be frustrating. And I think that's, like, ultimately, like, that's what's keeping people there.
Well, but you know what's funny is I think Sterling K. Brown's an amazing actor. I don't like his character at all. I don't either. I just want to smack him upside the head. It's like, stop whining.
I go that way with all three kids at times. I mean, I love them. I'm sympathetic. I love the first season. But now I feel the same way. I'm like, oh, my gosh, stop complaining.
No. And you know the character I love best is the dad.
I love the dad,
too. Dad is phenomenal.
Me, too.
He's the best part of the show.
He's phenomenal.
Even the mom gets irritated once in a while.
Do you guys have theories over how he died?
Yeah. It changes though all the time because then they threw in the drunk driving last time,
yeah,
so that was a monkey
fire
wrench.
At the house,
right? The fire. I think that's a monkey wrench though. I think that's a red herring.
Yeah.
Well, what's your theory?
So that is the as far as I know, the absolute most talked about show. Is there a second? Is there an easy second most talked about show this season?
Oh well, I mean, you know, their viewership is so fragmented, you know, that it's like hard to point to one thing when you're not talking about like Game of Thrones.
Everything else is sort of
like small potatoes. But I definitely think like Curb Your Enthusiasm is like a really exciting return on HBO. And obviously, like, you know, that show has built up fans over years and years. And so it's come back. It's basically the exact same show. You know, nothing has changed. And I think that like it feels like a really comforting slice of comedy every Sunday night. So yeah, definitely Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then I don't know, you know, we're currently in the place of a lot of new and returning broadcast shows. And it's been really nice to see some great season one shows find a way to continue to be interesting in season two. Specifically, I'm thinking of NBC's The Good Place, which is like a really interesting, like very creative kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, writer experiment show.
Right.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, and the lead. Who's the female lead? Why am I spacing on her name?
Mandy?
Oh,
Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
I'll watch anything Kristen Bell does. She's always funny.
Oh, she's
always entertaining.
She's always funny. It's such a great idea, such a great concept.
And Sonia, before we let you go, and thank you for doing this, I hope we can bother you again. Sonia Soraya at Variety in New York. I grew up in the shadows of Cornell University. I understand you're an Ivy Leaguer.
Oh, God. How did you find that out?
We have a great research department. Did you go to Brown?
I did. Yes, I did go to Brown. Yeah.
Here's what I love about this. Now, people don't understand that this is not just sitting around watching TV. There's a lot that goes into this, including fine writing. But I have to know, when you came home and told Mom and Dad, I know we spent a lot of money on Brown, but I'm going to be a TV critic, what did they say?
They weren't that excited.
They just wanted you to be happy, right?
Well, it took them a few years to get to that point. I think that they were hoping for some different things, but they have come to be happy with
right.
what happened.
Yeah, as long as their daughter loves their life and you're doing a great job. So thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a good one.
Sonia Soraya at Variety in New York. That'd be a good text question one day. How disappointed when your parents, when you told them what you were going to do with your life?
That's a good one.
823, Mary with the traffic. And then I want you to update us on a story from before as well. But first, Mary.